Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
You people that go to the dentist crack me up.
I don't know how you don't go to the dentist.
Very easily. I don't make an appointment, and then I don't take time out of my day to go over and have someone poke and prod in my mouth.
Do you know what irks me more?
What?
People who actually have dental insurance and don't go to the dentist.
Okay. The payment isn't a problem. My wife uses
there
up our dental
insurance. There is no
payment. Yeah, there is.
No, there's not. It's 100% covered when you go to the dentist with insurance for your 2 times a year cleaning and one year x-rays.
Last time I went there, so my wife made an appointment for me. First time in 26 years I had been to the dentist. Okay?
Yes.
So I go in and they're doing the scraping thing and all that stuff. And then she pulls out some needles. And I went, yo, what the hell is that about? And she goes, oh, I'm just going to numb you up real quick and then we're going to do the rest of the cleaning. And I went, oh, I don't think so. And I called my wife and I went, what the f- is this? And she's like, what are you talking about? And I went, they said they're going to numb my mouth. They're going to put needles in my mouth. And she's like, they want to do a power cleaning along the gum line or whatever it was. And
in your first cleaning?
Yeah.
You usually have to set up a second appointment for something
she
like that.
She set that thing up and I was like, that's not what they're supposed to do. And I was mad as hell at it. And they got the metal tool scrape. I'm like, yeah, no, I don't think so.
So then you said no to the numbing.
You're damn right I said no to the numbing.
Yes.
Yeah, I ain't putting no needles in my mouth. And also watch that little hook thing you're trying to pull my teeth out with. I'm not sure how much they're trying to do good for you or how much they're trying to damage your teeth so you have to keep on coming back. Get you on the comeback
is what it is. There are any dentists listening to this podcast please email
me. Call us up. Tell me how many boats you've bought.
No.
On the backs of people like me. On the incisors of people like me.
Well, you would have loved the dental assistant I had yesterday.
The ones that actually do. I love a lot of dental assistants. They're usually hot chicks. I'm not going to lie.
Well, you know, because they're talking with you while you're getting your teeth clean, and you can never really talk back with them. Did you know there's a reason behind that? They do that to try to calm you down.
Try to do what?
Because the question is, why do my dentist and dental assistant always talk with me when I can't respond? Because they're in my mouth.
Well, yeah, of course.
It's just to calm you down.
Also, they're bored. They wouldn't sit there in silence.
Bored. That's true.
You want to sit there in silence while you're just rooting around somebody's oral cavity.
But my dental assistant yesterday was telling me about...
Was she hot? I gotta ask.
Yeah, she was pretty. Yeah.
Vast majority of dental hygienists are hot. Who we'll have on our show later on today, on our radio show, Ebo, from the Joe and Ebo Show, mm-hmm. His wife, a beautiful woman, dental hygienist. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about gorgeous women and wanting to root around in someone's mouth, but it seems to appeal to them.
And they usually have good smiles, and you know, you look more attractive with a nice smile. Sorry, Jackson, nobody can ever see your smile.
I hate smiling with my teeth because my mustache covers up part of it, and I look like I have like pictures on Facebook, because for a while my wife was up my butt about smiling with my teeth, so I went, fine, I'll smile with my teeth.
Yes.
And I did, and it covers half of my teeth, so it looks like I got two big buck teeth in front, and I saw a picture, and I got pissed, and I went, that's it. No more. I look like a goon. No more smiling with my teeth. Nobody needs to see my damn teeth anyways. I don't need to do
but
that.
But I know where she's coming from, your wife, because when people show their teeth in smiling, they look more happy when you just do this.
In the animal kingdom, when you show your teeth, that's a sign of aggression.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're over there trying to intimidate everybody with them pearly whites.
Yeah, sure.
But
so intimidating.
26 years, did not go to the dentist. Zero cavities. No cavities. Not a single cavity. I don't know what you people are doing with your mouths. I don't know what's going on.
Well, a lot of it is what you're eating. The sugar intake these days.
I think it also has to do with your water intake.
Yep, that could for sure.
I drink more water than the average human being does.
Yep.
And I'm not going to lie. I brush my teeth every night now because my wife forces me to. But there's been times where I've skipped it. You know, I haven't always been the best. You know, but I don't normally brush in the morning either. I drink some coffee and things like that. You know, I should. But whatever it is, my dental plan has worked out for me pretty damn well. 26 years, no cavities. But my wife goes, and she's had root canals, and she's had this. And I'm like, it's like when you go to the chiropractor. Go to the chiropractor for the first time. Guess what? You're going over the second time, and the third time,
that
and the fourth time.
That is not
time.
True. Do not listen to everything coming out of Jackson's mouth.
Do too, because it's clean. It's a clean mouth.
No.
Don't trust chiropractors.
No.
Unless
that
they advertise
so
on
true.
Our station, but I won't do commercials for them.
Stop.
I'm not kidding you.
Well, let's go back to my story about the dental hygienist.
Yeah, being hot.
No, okay, about sorry. Her. I was going to say how you keep saying, like, oh, if you go to the dentist, they're just going to upsell you on stuff.
Sure they are.
That is not true. Lies. They're cleaning your teeth. They're taking x-rays, making sure you don't have any of the cavities. And she brought up how she did work for another big dental group, and their only upsell was like, oh, try to sell maybe an Invisalign or something like that. It wasn't like, ooh, make up that they have a cavity so we can check mark off that we fill the cavity today. That's not true.
They damage you. They damage it, so you got to come back. Just like I think that the roads, the DOT is in cahoots with body shops. They want you to bust a rim on a pothole. That way you got to go into the body shop. Cahoots, Steph, I tell you, cahoots.
You sound like a conspiracy theorist, guy.
I have some conspiracy theories about some things that people are in on.
Oh.
They're in on it.
Why? What's your newest conspiracy theory?
You start talking about your conspiracy theories, Steph, that's when they come for you. Ask Jesse Ventura, you know? But they're not going to get
Who's that?
What? You don't really know who Jesse Ventura is?
Oh, Jesse Ventura?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Jessica. Okay.
Yeah, Jesse Ventura. He may have a daughter named Jessica Ventura.
So Jesse Ventura.
He was formerly a wrestler and formerly the governor of Minnesota.
Yeah.
But big time conspiracy theorist. And he had a show on about conspiracy theories. And then he says, you know, the government took him off TV.
Oh, my God.
Ratings did, actually. But there are certain things that people I don't trust. I do not trust chiropractors 100%.
Have you ever been to a chiropractor?
Hell no. Why would I? I don't trust them.
Oh, you can't trust somebody that... See, now you're judging before you even
know. I have very close friends that... So a friend of mine who is one of the head accountants over at Harley-Davidson. So very educated guy, very, very good guy. Had a birthday just the other day. Happy birthday, Matt. And so he was used to work on high steel, repairing train bridges and stuff. And he blew his back out and threw a bunch of discs. Like real legit back injury. I don't know if you know this, 80% of back injuries are made up. They just are. Pill poppers. But anyways, real legit back injury. And so he's going to the chiropractor and he's going to the doctor at the same time. He's getting cortisone shots. He's doing all that. And eventually the chiropractor said, hey, and he had an honest chiropractor that said, hey, there's just nothing I can, honestly, you can keep coming in and you're going to feel good for a day, but there's nothing I can do for you. You're going to have to go another method. My wife got
See, there are honest chiropractors.
But they aren't effective.
Yes, they are. See?
My wife got in a car accident. She was driving in Madison in downtown, and some lady blew a stop sign and hit her, a red light, and hit her in her old car. And so she gets a call or a letter or whatever that said, we need you to get checked out. So go to this chiropractor's office. And she goes there, and it turns out that it was an ambulance chaser lawyer that sent her the letter that made it seem like he was from her insurance company. So he sent her the letter. And she didn't know. She was, you know, she was young at the time. She got to the chiropractor, and they said, so what do you want to say is wrong with you? And they were in cahoots with each other to do false claims. And I'm not going to say who it was, but I will say it's within a 3-mile radius of where we are right now. And she got up and walked right out of the office. When she got there, she goes, I thought you were from my insurance agency. She goes, no. The guy goes, no, I work with blah, 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 attorney. It's scam artist. And this is 100% true story. You can ask her about it. And they were in cahoots to fake back injuries so they could sue insurance companies and sue this woman's insurance and get more money. Mm. That way the lawyer gets paid, the chiropractor gets paid, and then she gets paid a little bit. But it's a scam on the insurance agencies. I do not trust chiropractors.
I'm sorry that one chiropractor ruined it for you. Just like just in any profession, there's going to be a bad apple.
Bat crackerologist.
Because I've seen chiropractors do worlds of difference. Speaking of like family, friends, and saving their backs when the doctor couldn't. You know, so
right next to the chiropractor's office, I'm sure you'll find someone that sells essential oils. Sure, you'll find that person right there, someone who swears that incense can cure you. You know, they got some of that too. Throw some witch hazel on you and you'll be fine. Yep, all of that. All of the hooey medicine, as I call it.
How do you know? You don't go to the doctor to get any real medicine.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm good.
Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph.
Yesterday on the show, we had some fun moments and some beautiful teary-eyed moments. Thinking back to my husband and son going to their first Packers game together at Lambeau Field.
It was so cute, and you couldn't talk about it on Monday because they got back so late Sunday, and so you finally got a chance to get them recovered and get the kids' take on it and then your husband's take. I love this.
Yeah, so we have the full interview up on our website, Q106.com, but here's just a snippet of what stood out to my 7-year-old son, Bryce, going through the Hall of Fame at Lambeau Field.
And I saw the Noble statue that was Dad's favorite player.
Was that Brett Favre?
No.
No, he died too.
Brett Favre's alive. Don't kill off Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Dad's favorite player was.
Was it Reggie White?
Yes.
Number 92. Mm-hmm. So then my husband shared a little bit more about that moment, seeing 7-year-old Bryce next to the Reggie White statue.
And my favorite picture I took of him, and I'll remember forever, was I told him about Reggie White. Yeah. And Reggie White had a life-size Reggie White in a three-point stance on the ground, and Bryce matched up against him. And that picture is burned in my brain, but it's one of my favorite pictures.
We'll share that picture, because when I asked Bryce about the Hall of Fame, he killed off Brett Favre. But then you figured out, I was like, wait, it's Daddy's favorite player that has passed away? Is it Reggie White? And then he's like, yes.
And then the looks he was giving me when we were celebrating together, yeah. I could tell it was just more than just happy. It was just like, he was glad to be there with me and super happy he was there. And when he was dancing, which he doesn't do a lot.
And why did you let him have 4 cups of hot cocoa?
He didn't have 4, did he?
Steph. You gotta give something in there in between the beers.
Hey, you know, stop!
You probably got too shaky from them 20 ounces.
Stop.
Yes, I did.
See?
Yes, I did.
Well, no.
That's a lot of sugar.
With the chocolate sundae you did have.
What? What else did you buy him?
Sweet tarts.
Oh my God, he's a narc.
Honey.
Kid's a narc. What's he doing? He's ratting on Dad. Dad got him hot chocolate. Got him a chocolate sundae. Got him. I love that. Sweet tarts. And then he just rats on him.
What is this? Sweet tarts, chocolate sundae, 3 to 4 hot chocolates?
It's called a once-in-a-lifetime Lambo experience.
What a sweet moment. And I'm so glad that that Brad and you and your family shared that with us. I think that's just something that's really, he is going to remember that for a lifetime. And I do love how he's just straight up kicking your husband under the bus. You know, 4 hot chocolates. Then Dad, of course, tells him, well, he got thirsty after the hot fudge sundae. And then what else? I love it. Sweet tarts.
Yes.
I love his little voice when he says that.
Man.
Don't trust that kid, though. He'll turn you in.
Oh, is it a conspiracy theorist? Did the dentist put all those sweet tarts in my son's mouth so he gets those cavities?
Exactly. Yeah. The sweet tart is working with Big Candy.
That's right.
You know they are. You know, dentist over there.
I did even ask my dentist the first time Bryce did have a cavity on the x-ray. I was like, come on. I've been so strict about absolutely no soda for the kids. Very limited on juice. It's just water and milk, brushing their teeth. And I was like, if I'm doing everything right, how does he get a cavity? And they're like, it's tough. Everything has sugar nowadays.
Well, of course
even
it does.
Even beef jerky has sugar. I was like, I know.
That's one of the things that I have a hard time with my keto diet is I got to find things that don't have, that you would think don't have sugar that's in there. You know, hey, orange juice is healthy for your kids. Guess what? Because there's natural sugars that are in that as well.
Yeah.
So you got to, I'm telling you, do what you want, but trust the guy who didn't go to the dentist for 26 years and then didn't have a cavity.
She did say
water. Drink that water, man. You know, it's like they say when you're at the bar, if you have a shot, have a glass of water. If you have some orange juice, have a glass of water. Just put that water in there. That will rinse your mouth out.
And like Darcy is saying, one of our live feeders, genetics. And that's what the dentist did say too. And they're like, and genetics does have a play in this. And I'm like, okay, well, I haven't had many cavities in my life, but you have good genetics, Jackson.
My dad goes to the dentist. He's a heavy smoker, so he has to, and he goes to the dentist 2 times a year, and he's very, very strict on it. He still has some tooth issues, you know, on there, but we have small teeth. But yeah, they do pretty good. They're not the straightest, but they get the job done.
Well, and I just want to make sure you are getting your teeth checked out, because if you have something going on in your mouth, that can go to your whole body. And I hope people know that, too. Like, that's why they are health professionals, getting your teeth looked at, because if you have an infection, that can get into your bloodstream and
absolutely
kill you. So,
and I, you know, and anytime I've had, I did have gingivitis at one time when I got an infection in my mouth. And here's what I did. I went to the doctor instead of the dentist, because I didn't have dental insurance.
Okay.
I went to the doctor, and the doctor goes, you got to go see a dentist. And I went, it's an infection. And it's funny. He went over to his computer, and he typed stuff in, and he goes, I'll be damned.
Oh, he was okay. Like, so he was able to help you.
I knew what it was, and I went, I just need penicillin or amoxicillin or whatever it was to fight the infection. And he goes, oh, my God, you're right. And I went, and I said, I don't have dental insurance, man. I got health insurance. I said, so I knew that you could treat this. And he was like, yeah, because all the dentist is going to do for gingivitis, they'll do a cleaning for you, but they're just going to give you the amoxicillin to fight it. So he goes, hey, you know, he recommended. He goes, and he even read it online. He goes, get yourself a good mouthwash. And here, go ahead, and here's a prescription for 2 weeks for the amoxicillin. Mm. And I went, you took care of that. But yeah, I had a, I got a cut. I think it was like a toothpick or something like that. I got a cut, and then mouth was dirty. Yeah. Your mouths are dirty. Your mouth is outside, is considered outside your body. I don't know if you know that. So the germs that are outside of your body are in your mouth. Like, it's a very dirty place. And things can get infected if you get a cut. In there. So, but other than that, I haven't really had too many dental issues.
So share this episode with your dentist friends, with your chiropractic friends, and we want to hear their reaction.
Yeah.
And maybe they have something to say that'll change Jackson's mind with the horrible situation your wife, that was your wife's story you were talking about?
Yeah, absolutely.
That your wife went through.
They were crooks. Yikes. And I will say this, I've already decided, and at some point, I'm probably going to end up losing some teeth. As you get older, that stuff happens, you know? And when I do, all gold. As soon as a tooth comes out, a gold one's going in.
No, they don't do that anymore.
Sure they do.
Do you know the price of gold? Gold is so expensive.
You know the price of teeth? Ask the tooth fairy. Yeah, I don't care. I will pay. I will have, I've said this before, if I ever win the lottery, I'm having all my teeth replaced with diamonds. Immediately.
But nobody will see them because your mustache is covering it up.
Fine.
So what's the point?
I'll know.
You'll know.
I'll be Paul Wall. I'll be icy up in here. I'll be so icy. I'll be icy as hell. Yeah.
How would you smile to show it off?
I'll just contact.
Nobody would.
I'll just constantly smile. Mouth open all the time.
Is that how you smile?
You see all this sparkle in here. Yeah, no, if I lose a tooth, if I lose a front tooth, a gold one is going in immediately. Without a doubt.
Dentist friends, let us know how much that would cost.
That's fine. Yeah.
That'd and how much insurance covers for it.
Great. That's fine. I'll pay for that. I'll pay for the gold tooth.
They don't even do gold cavity fillings anymore.
They will when I tell them to. Yeah. That's the thing. Here's two things you're going to have to do. You're going to have to knock me out.
Yep.
That's number one.
I got
mad when I had surgery. And I had hernia surgery last year, or 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago. When I talked to the doctor before, I said, hey, you're going to need to knock me out before you give me the IV. And the nurse on the phone goes, oh, yeah, that won't be a problem. I'm like, hell yeah. And I get there and then went, oh, we can't do that. And I went, what do you mean you can't do that? I said, just hit me with whatever the go juice is the dentist got. And she goes, yeah, no, we have to have an IV in you before we knock you out because the IV is your lifeline.
Oh.
In case something happens. And I went, so you can't knock me out and then IV me right away? Well, no. And I'm like, I don't really trust you guys then to bring me back from the brink if things aren't going south.
Gosh.
I said, and how come the dentist and some hot chicken scrubs can go ahead and knock me out, but you can't? Like, you mean like you're an anesthesiologist. You got a degree in this. You mean you can't juice me down, but a tooth puller can? That don't seem right.
So if you are an anesthesiologist, please
bring
also
it.
Let
I
us know.
Want, how I come. Want to, email steph@q106.com. I want an explanation. So
we'll read these comments.
Then,
send us your comments. I want to know this stuff.
Then they gave me Valium, which that doesn't do anything to me. It just made me tired. It didn't do anything for my anxiety. And then when they put the needle in my arm, I started freaking out, you know, because I'm afraid of needles. I started freaking out on that. And then I remember them, this was one of the only things I remember is them going, he's heating up. I was starting to get ready to pass out. My body temperature was rising. And then we got to hit him now. And they came over and put something in there and juiced me down.
You are a doctor's dream come true.
Yeah.
Maybe don't go to the dentist. They're like, you can keep that one out there.
Once I'm sedated, I'm very easy to. And I'm upfront about it. Once you're going to have to sedate me. You know, you're going to have to knock me down because you don't let me go in full strength on this one because I'm going to cause some problems.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I am a dentist and doctor's dream come true. I'm like, whatever you need, doc.
When we talked
I'm
to my,
here for
we,
you.
We talked to my dad. Remember when he said he had to go to the dentist? So when we talked to him a while ago.
Oh, that's right.
And he's like, so what should I say to him if I don't want him to hurt me? You know, because he goes in and tells him, hey, don't hurt me. All right,
yes.
Just please don't hurt me. And funny story I got from him afterwards, and we'll wrap up on this. After he got done, he had to go to the bathroom. And he's sitting there, and the lady goes, I'll be back. And, like, you have to keep this thing in your mouth. You have to keep your mouth open or whatever it was he was doing. You had to keep it open for 5 minutes. I'll be right back. And he goes, he's standing there, and he's got to take a piss. So he eventually goes, and, like, 7 minutes goes by, and the woman isn't back yet. So he's like, screw this. So he gets up, and he's running around, like, the dentist's office looking for a bathroom. And the woman's like, what are you doing? He goes, and he can't talk.
Oh.
And he's like,
oh,
and he's trying to point down.
Yeah.
Down, and he's like, ah, he's waved at her, and then he went into the bathroom and came back out. She goes, what were you doing? He goes, you were gone for 10 minutes. I had to take a piss. What do you want me to do? Yeah.
Yep.
So we're an easy to deal with family. But hey, Lily's got braces. They're getting money out of us.
That's true.
Yeah, they're getting their money. And then my wife goes all the time. They're getting money out of us.
Okay.
I'll go back in another 26 years.
No.
Why? It worked. Yeah.
You have dental insurance now.
Sure.
You get two free cleanings a year.
Great. I got a lot of insurance. I'm sure I got colon insurance. I don't want them going in there and cleaning that out for no reason.
Preventative care.
Everything's fine. I checked.
You checked.
I got myself one of those burst powered toothbrushes. That thing is freaking strong.
Oh, yeah. Didn't somebody send you a toothbrush?
Yeah. They want me to be an influencer now.
What's a toothbrush?
It's a burst, is what
it's called. A burst?
Yeah. It's a really nice toothbrush, but they want me to be an influencer.
About dental care. Well,
yeah.
Sorry, lady. You picked the wrong person.
I told her. I haven't been to the dentist in 26 years. I might be the guy for this, though. Hey, take it from me. Who's somebody that doesn't go to the dentist?
You know,
you need a toothbrush
going
to get the job
done?
Stop talking. All right.
You are dentist's worst nightmare. They're probably yelling at their podcast right now.
No worst nightmare because they can't buy another boat. I see how it is. Want to put a pool in their vacation home.
Send me your comments. Steph@Q106.com, and I'll read some tomorrow. You can keep yourself anonymous if you want.
Bring it, dental community. Tooth pullers. Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.